Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with your host, as usual, Michael Coates, and me, your host for this first hour of the show, John Yule. The tough baritones of Gary Smulin and the late Ronnie Kerber got us underway this week. This is an album recorded in April 2019 and released on the Danish label Steeplechase in 2021. The number, of course, was Horace Silver's Nika's Dream, which is such a popular choice these days for different bands. I think it was the first thing on the radio when I switched it on this morning. Ronnie and Gary, of course, were the two baritones. We heard Gary Versage on piano, Jay Anderson on bass, and Jason Tiemann on drums. Good afternoon again. I hope you're well. I hope you've got the ironing done and you've got your feet up with a cup of coffee and you're able to enjoy the music with us for the next couple of hours here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. The two baritones were on the first track, and we've got two tenors on the second track. This is a recording from the late vocalist Wesler Whitfield, a stalwart of the San Francisco scene for many years, until his sad passing in 2018. The album is called Let's Get Lost, the Songs of Jimmy McHugh, and was recorded at the Fantasy Studios in Berkeley, California, in May 2000. Here we find Mike Greensill, her husband and pianist, along with Kemper Plasky on tenor, Gary Forster on the other tenor. We also have Michael Moore on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums. The composition from Jimmy McHugh and Ted Kohler was originally written for the 1936 film King of Burlesque, although the first recording of it was actually made by Louis Armstrong. I'm Shooting High then from Wesler Whitfield.
I am shooting high, got my eye on a star in the sky. Shooting high, I'll never stop till I get to the top. Tell me, why shouldn't I? You know what you I'm after, you're my lucky star. I'm on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it close. I'm shooting high. Begin by making up my mind, it's my lucky day. Then I turn my shower on when it's going strong. I leave all my yesterdays behind, start to sing this song. I'm shooting high, got my eye on a star in the sky. Shooting high, I'll never stop till I get to the top. Tell me why shouldn't I? You, I'm after, you're my lucky star. I am on a rainbow rafter, climbing up to where you are. I have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it close. I'm shooting high.
Wesley Whitfield there from May in 2000, and one of the saxophonists on the album, as I previously mentioned, was of course our old friend Ken Poplowski. I did mention a few weeks ago that Ken was in the throes at the time of recording a new album in which he plays two orchestrations that were written for Charlie Parker to play to. I can now confirm that that album is going to be released in America this weekend, so that might be something to look forward to, although I found, as I've complained endlessly on this programme recently, that at the moment it seems to be taking a long time for American releases to arrive on these shores. However, we must move on. Normally, when I see a new album comprising of self-penned tracks with one-word titles, I often take a few steps backwards. But not so this time, with pianist Linario and her brand new release, Being Human, which has been high in the American charts for some weeks now. I think it's number 4 this week, and has been out here over here just for a couple of weeks now. I think it came out a fortnight ago. All the compositions are named after different emotions, and this is track 1, Passion.
Thank you.
recorded on the 27th and 28th of July 2023 at the Samurai Hotel Studios in New York City. This is Linario's third album on the Austrian label Challenge. All but the final track features Linario on piano, Alan Neer on bass and Lusek Zeiter on drums. The final cut on the album, which is a reprise of a composition called Love, does actually feature Lim simulating a human chorus whilst playing a Yamaha Clavinova. And I'm not a great fan of synthetic recreations as a rule, but I must admit that this attempt is very convincing indeed. It might well be an example of the result of forever improving technology. On with the album though, and on with the trio again. This is Gratitude. Linario is no stranger to Sheffield audiences. She played, I think, at the Crucible about 20 years ago. She's the Professor of Jazz Studies and Director of Small Ensembles at the University of North Florida in Jacksonville. One last offering from the album then, and this is Joy. Thank you. And as we've just said in the studio, a titch of the Monty Alexanders about Lynn Ariel there on that track called Joy. Her new album is called Being Human and is now available in the UK on Challenge Records. One of the thrills of this year's Jazz Cruise was being able to listen to Christian McBride's New York band, Inside Straight. Their album, Live at the Village Vanguard, was recorded in December 2014, but it wasn't released until 2021. Christian McBride on bass, what else? Steve Wilson on alto, Warren Wolf on vibes, Peter Martin on piano, Carl Allen on drums. This is one of Christian McBride's own compositions, Uncle James. Time on Swing Time now on Sheffield Live for the Gig Guide. And we begin, as ever, at the Lescar tomorrow evening, Wednesday the 24th, when the attraction will be a trio from Manchester called Nananuno. They comprise of Bin Williams on guitar, Andy Patterson on bass, or Patterson rather, Andy Patterson on bass, and Reuben Sheridan on drums. There is also an additional saxophonist joining the trio on this particular occasion, and that's Callum Connell. This is described as being vibrant and intense grooves and free-flowing music. So let's go along to Lescar and see what that's all about, shall we? That's Nananu at the Lescar tomorrow evening. Also tomorrow evening at Cabanas, they'll be presenting Numa, Cavana and the High Fives, a new name on me, but their offerings are described as a gathering of sinners who know their only path to salvation is to perform music that will make the devil weep with joy. Right, that sounds interesting. That's Cabanas tomorrow evening. One more gig this week, and that's on Thursday. Sheffield Jazz at Firth Hall at the University of Sheffield. And that's a duo performance from Trish Close on saxophone and Ross Stanley on piano. A programme including a mixture of original compositions, and works from the established legends of jazz and popular song. On now to the latest album from clarinetist Annette Cohen. This album of Annette's has a strong Brazilian influence. It's called Quartetino and was recorded in October 2021 at Sears Sounds in New York City. So, Annette Cohen here playing her bass clarinet, along with Mashiaka, who was actually the guitarist who composed this particular piece. We hear him, along with James Shipp on vibraphone. From Annette Cohen, this is Viva and Zacco. Thank you. and from me, Jung Yul, this is Swing Time, the first hour presented for you this afternoon, as usual, by yours truly. And hopefully we're on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, as well as the podcast. You can always catch up with us. You can always hear us online as well, of course, from the Sheffield Live website. But you can also hear the podcast if you can't join us at the appointed time of 1 o'clock on Tuesday afternoons and catch up with us that way. A few weeks ago, I introduced the latest album from the Count Basie Orchestra, Basie Swings the Blues, a return to the format used before of inviting a range of vocalists and soloists to perform with the Count Basie Orchestra. And the guest here is Castro Mr. Sip Coleman, who plays and sings his own composition for us. The arrangement is by Chris Johnson, and this is Dirty Mississippi Blues.
Take you to Mississippi. Let's go. What is this I'm feeling? Feeling deep inside. Y'all, I can't explain it. But if you ride, 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 it's the Mississippi Blues taking control of me. Y'all, it's the Mississippi Blues. It sure feels good to me. Happy, other times it makes me sad. The low down dirty blues is the best feeling I've ever had. Y'all, is the Mississippi Blues that's taking control of me. Oh yes sir. Y'all, is the Mississippi Blues. Show another thing. And sometimes I wanna holler, other times I wanna cry. The low down dirty blues will bring tears from my eyes. Y'all, is the Mississippi Blues now taking control of me. Hey, y'all, is the Mississippi Blues sure feels good to me. Let me put my weight on it. Oh! You never danced before. One sip of my blues will have you coming back for more. Y'all, is the Mississippi Blues, yeah, taking control of me. Y'all, is the Mississippi Blues. Sure feels good to me. That's how we do it in Mississippi.
The Basie Band's resident vocalist Carmen Bradford has been with the band since the days when it was still fronted by Count Basie himself. As with most resident singers, her versatility is utilised often on material that doesn't show her off perhaps to her best. But here's no such problem here. The arranger is Vance Thompson, and the composition by Lil Armstrong and Don Ray has been previously recorded countless times by countless artists. Carmen Bradford with the Count Basie Orchestra and Just for a Thrill. We'll be with us in a short while. As I said earlier, this latest Count Basie Orchestra includes various artists, various guest vocalists and performers. Here then is Carmen Bradford. Complaint I have about this album is that one of the best tracks is faded out while still moving up the gears, despite the composition and the arrangement being by the leader of the Count Basie Orchestra, Scotty Barnhart. He takes the trumpet solo here. The guitar solo is by Charlton Johnson. The Pattern Basie Shuffle from the Count Basie Orchestra. Thank you. I said they were faded in full flight. Right, that just about concludes the first hour of the show for this week. So as ever, thank you for the invitation and thank you for listening. And I hope you'll be able to stay tuned to listen to Michael Coates taking over from me on the hour after we've played the station ID and also played a bit more from the Count Basie Orchestra to take us there. George Benson is guesting with his old colleagues, his ex-colleagues on this track, and this is Rock Candy.